Hi, and welcome to Total Success Training Podcasts. We recorded these to give you an insight into some of the topics we train on our open courses. Each of our podcasts have been recorded from an actual training course or seminar, so you get a chance to hear the interaction we have with our course delegates. How we lead, discuss, teach, question, and interact in a live setting. Our delegates always comment that our courses are both informative and fun. In each of our podcasts, we'll show a small extract from one of our courses, and you'll soon realise that we teach practical skills that can be incorporated into your day-to-day work immediately. If you like what you hear and would like more information about our training courses, or would like to book one, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.
If we're talking about using the telephone, we need to be able to use the telephone professionally. Because obviously if you're making phone calls, you're taking phone calls, the image that you give out over the telephone is reflecting your company's image and your company's public image. If you think an organisation isn't very good, it's usually because you've dealt with one person. And that one person has soured you towards that organisation. So it's important that, especially over the telephone, we project a professional image. If we look at, on page 3, it says, the phone is probably the most used tool in modern business. 25 million business calls are made every day in the UK. Not everybody admits to being confident or totally proficient in their use of the phone, so it's worth looking at why phone skills are vital for effective business communication. So there's an awful lot of phone calls made every day, business to business, and the phone is a vital tool, so obviously we've got to make sure that we maximise on that and we get the most out of it. Why is it so many of us dread using the telephone, driving miles out of our way, using precious time to speak to somebody face-to-face rather than through a machine? Well, largely it's because we want to see the person we're speaking to and make eye contact and observe reactions. Why is it that some of us are compulsive telephone users? Usually because it's a relatively cheap and efficient way of giving messages and receiving instant answers. Some of us are very good at using the telephone. We love it. It's always to our ear. Some people don't like using the telephone at all. It's something which they would rather speak to somebody face to face because they prefer that visual element to that. And that's the thing. See, that's one of the areas of communication that we are missing out on, the visual element. The phone is very good for carrying what we call auditory messages, i.e. what we can hear, but the visual element of it is missing. And if we look at, it says, well, as we deal with customers over the telephone, we need to remember that, one, it's a substitute for face-to-face conversations. Therefore, we need to work at finding ways to compensate for what we're missing out on. We can't see facial expressions, we can't see manners or reactions of the other person. All we can hear is a tone of her voice. We can't see what the other person is doing. So if there's a gap, or if we are angry, if we're complaining, and there's a bit of a delay, we're thinking, what's that person doing? Why aren't they? If they're not answering the phone in a short period of time, we're thinking, oh, they can't be bothered, because we can't see what's on the other end of the line. We can't lip read what the other person's saying, so if a person is speaking clearly, we could lose out some vital parts of communication there as well. And we can't use illustrations to help them understand, unless you are sitting in front of the same screen as they're sitting in front of. And this is where we work with organisations if they give, say, computer support or IT support, being able for the other person to see exactly what they see, and be able to describe what a situation is. So, again, that visual element is missing, and we feel slightly disabled because we can't see what the other person is doing. In fact, the only sense we can use is hearing, the one that requires the most concentration. Listening and hearing are not the same. Everybody can hear, but not everybody can listen. And there are certain things we'll talk about later on when we'll talk about listening. Two, many customers feel uncomfortable using the phone. They may feel threatened by the speed and conclusiveness of a telephone call. It's over before they finish collecting their thoughts. Telephone conversations are on average 20 to 25% quicker than face-to-face conversations. So if you're dealing with somebody may be a fast speaker over the phone. They speak quickly anyway, very few pauses or gaps in their conversation. It may sound like a bit of a gabble when they speak. Somebody may be angry, may be upset, may be stressed, may be slightly aggressive in the situation. So their words, they're not speaking with the clarity and quality they would normally speak. Some people, when you sell over the telephone, some people speak too quickly, so people can't understand what's going on. They use jargon. So remember, when we speak, we have to make sure that we're clear in what we're saying. And number three, our customers pay extra attention to the factors below on the telephone to compensate for not being able to see the other person or see things that's going on. One is promptness. Now, you mentioned earlier you want a rapid response. One of your customer expectations was a rapid response within the hour. Now, that's the same thing. We are now in what we call a technological age. We're not prepared to wait any longer for people to go and do what they do. We want responses. We want people to come back to us because technology should help us to be quicker. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. How quickly can we resolve the customer's problem? How can we manage a customer's expectations by giving deadlines of delivery, by making sure that people know what's going on, making sure that they know what's going to happen next, giving them a time frame in which we will come back to them or when things will be delivered. These are sort of things where we talk about in terms of promptness. Now, I could say to you, it'll be delivered tomorrow, or I'll come back to you today. And as long as I manage to give the correct information and manage your expectations correctly, and if it is delivered tomorrow and I do get back to you today, then your expectations are met. And you think, hey, not bad. And if I beat it by quite a way, you think, fantastic. So it's managing those expectations in terms of promptness. Courtesy, mentioned that as well earlier. Now, being polite, treating a caller as a valued customer. The sort of things which come in the tone of the voice. How positive you sound, how welcoming you sound, the words that you use, the opening that you give. Because when you meet somebody for the first time, what they want is they want somebody to welcome them into the organisation. By facial expression, by tone of voice, by shaking their hand. It's almost when you walk into, if you walk into a store, the first thing you want to see from a shop assistant, or if you walk into a bar, the first thing you want to see somebody behind the bar is somebody who is happy to see you there. Not somebody who you think, you are disrupting my day. The third thing in terms of what customers want is organisation. Having sufficient product knowledge to deal effectively with a customer's inquiry or complaint, i.e. you know what you're talking about. Now, when you talk to somebody, it is impossible for every organisation, everybody representing an organisation, dealing with people on the telephone, to have all the information. But sounding confident, having a clear knowledge of what your organisation does, its products, it's very clear that you're able to answer the customer's questions. And if you don't have the information, to be able to get the information to the customer within a reasonable time frame. So organisation is very important. And the last one is helpfulness. Showing a willingness to deal with or resolve the issue and by an action plan and the tone of voice. Now, to deal with an issue by an action plan is that knowing what to do, but also the tone of your voice to actually show that you are willing to, you actually want to resolve it. When we look at later on about how to answer the telephone, how to deal with people, especially people who are angry or complaining, they want to see that their complaint or the issue is moving forward. That's one area to manage conflict. But they also want to be able to be reassured that the person that they're dealing with actually wants to resolve it. Now, over the telephone, you have to indicate that by the tone of your voice. And the words that you use, but we make an awful lot of judgments on an organisation from an individual by their tone of voice.
Thank you for listening to this Total Success Training Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the extract and have taken away at least one technique that you'll find both useful and valuable. At Total Success, we run open courses on a wide range of topics. Plus, we have the expertise to run bespoke in-house courses at your location throughout the UK. We also sell training packs that contain full course instructions, a full set of PowerPoint slides, a copy of a delegate manual, and all course activities. If you'd like more information about our training courses, training packs, or would like to book with us, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.